Hey there, insurance dudes. Jason Feltman here.
And Craig Pretzinger. Today, we're tackling a pain point that so many agency owners face. Nobody's showing up for interviews. Sound familiar?
Oh, man. It's the worst. You've got leads coming in, policies to write, and you're desperately trying to grow your team. But crickets when it comes to hiring. Oof. So we are going to dive deep today into talent acquisition and then show the differences that we've seen by following this talent acquisition framework.
Insurance dudes are on a mission to escape being handcuffed by our agencies.
How? By uncovering the secrets to creating a predictable, consistent, and profitable agency sales machine.
I am Craig Pretzinger.
I am Jason Feltman.
We are agents.
We are insurance dudes.
Absolutely. Hey, I've been there too. Back in 2019, 2 weeks after opening my third location, I was on a super short fuse. We needed results and we needed them fast. But guess what? Everyone left.
Ouch. That must have been a tough pill to swallow. Was it, buddy?
It was. But it was also a kick in the pants I needed to really focus on installing the talent acquisition component of the telefunnel. And that's what we're diving into today. So there's the five frameworks that make it up. And then we're going to look at the talent acquisition framework.
That's right. And here's the key takeaway. Lean in. Anyone will get results with leads if they stick to all five components. And that's lead acquisition, lead activation, sales conversion, sales optimization, and of course, what we're talking about today, talent acquisition.
Oh, and I can't stress enough, anytime we've seen an agency struggle, whether it's our own agency or anyone we've helped, if they've fallen short, it's because they're lacking one or more of the five areas. And it's costly. It's very costly.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. A lot of agents get hung up trying to perfect one of the components before moving on to the next. But that's a big mistake.
One hundo. And I'm talking the red 100 with the lines under it. It's better to be at 80% of optimal in all five of the areas than 100% in just four. Trust us, we've seen it time and time again.
So let's touch on four of the frameworks from the telefunnel and how they work together and create a symbiotic relationship between hiring and sales.
Okay. So number one is lead acquisition. So since we have a solid team in place, we have to have consistency with our lead vendors. So we learned that the better and more consistent you are with your lead vendor, you're going to get better prices and better consistency from them. So it's like not turning them on and off is going to actually end up helping you in the end.
Yes, totally.
So what's next?
Lead activation.
What is lead activation?
Well, let's just skip talent acquisition for now, because that's what we will dive into shortly and look at sales conversion.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, baby. Yeah. So sales conversion improves so much, partially because of the demonstration we're putting on, right? So when we do the interview process, we're bringing people through and they're seeing the whole thing in action. They're seeing leads coming in. They're seeing all the stuff. So now the candidate is excited.
They are excited. And of course, since better expectations are set, they just do better because they know no different.
Oh,
right. So we just focus on getting them to capacity.
Yep. And then the last part, sales optimization. So I like to think of this as the role we should be playing and that we didn't realize actually existed. We need to be running the daily meetings. We need to be watching the analytics, tracking and measuring, motivating, and of course, unlocking our own freedom by doing these things.
Okay, Mr. Craig, what about talent acquisition?
Oh, I never thought you were going to ask. So this is the hiring process. And instead of going into the step-by-step, let's look at what we noticed when we actually shifted to this. We'll get into the step-by-step at another point, but I think it's more important to understand the why behind it.
Totes my goats. Okay, so let's break down the numbers for a $40,000 producer in our current system. We offer an $8,000 base salary plus commissions each month. We invest $7,000 into marketing spend and allocate $500 for, you know, food, prizes, and spiffs to keep our team motivated.
Right. And so the $8,000's just taking the best case or worst case scenario out of our pocket, right? Their base plus their commission. And then here's where it gets interesting. Our average employee quotes 10 leads per day, right? So okay, that stays, when they do that, they're staying with us an impressive 2 years. And this is actually steadily increasing over time. So now over that period of time, the lifetime value of your employee is remarkable. When we started looking at just how much more we made because they stayed longer, it was really interesting. They produce, let's say they produce 25,000 their first month, 25,000 their second, 30 in their third, and then 35 in the fourth, and then it's just 40. Now, if you're playing along at home, probably want to write that stuff down, but you can just hit rewind and listen to that.
Sure. Man. And when you add all that up, it equals to $915,000 in premium, mm-hmm, even with a conservative 75% retention rate and an 18% new business and 7% renewal commission. That's $420,000 in revenue.
Holy smokes, from one producer.
Yeah. Yep. Now let's look at those costs.
Okay. So we're going to estimate the 8,000 for the employee, right? So we're going to say I'm doing a 4,000 base, which is super high. Like that's a high base and that's going to attract people. And then at our top payout at 40, if somebody writes 40,000, which is about, you know, we get some people up in the 50s, but for the most part, 50 is a really, really strong person. That's about 4,000 in commission. So there's that 8,000. So plus 11,000 in spiffs, 7,000 per month, which we said. So if we're looking at all those costs all added up, we're looking at 371K in costs. Ooh. Over that same period.
So when you subtract the cost from the revenue, you get a net lifetime value of $49,000 per licensed sales professional. Ooh. And that's not all. They've grown the book by close to 2 million or close to 1 million in just 2 years. So even accounting for non-renewals and added $36,600 in bonus money.
Yeah. Wow. Impressive, right? Big difference. So then we looked at what we used to do. So here's our typical old way of doing it because I wanted to save money. I'm trying to save money. I'm worried about the pay and watch how this actually hampered our growth by trying to save. So I used to offer $2,500 base salary, which wouldn't attract a lot of people, to tell you the truth. No. And we weren't buying any leads. So I would make them make dials. They're calling all day long on leads. So great. I'm saving tons of money on marketing, right? I'm not spending all this money on marketing. But what happened? They're quoting 2 to 3 households a day at tops. Like they couldn't get past that. They're writing 15 to 20K in new business. And their average lifetime with the agency was 6 months. So they're burned out.
What, were you a slave driver, Mr. Craig?
I don't know that you could say that anymore. Right?
So let's move on. In that scenario, uh-huh, the average lifetime premium was 70,000, right? Mm-hmm. With an average lifetime revenue of 32,000.
Yeah.
The average lifetime cost was 16,000, including 2,500 per month for the employee and $1,000 in bonuses. That leaves an average lifetime value of just 16,000 in revenue.
Oh, horrid. Horrible. So we're talking three times, right? That's a staggering difference in the results there, right? That you're going to get net.
Yeah, absolutely. And the best part is our employees are happier and they're more productive and staying longer. Yeah. It really is the ultimate win-win situation.
So if you're looking to take your agency up another level, you know, take a look at this. You have to take a real hard look at your talent acquisition strategy. Consistency, investment and a focus on the long-term value is what makes a difference, but it's really critical.
That's it. That framework will save you a lot. So thanks for joining us today on this episode. Until next time, keep on crushing it in the old insurance world.
You got this.
Remember, it's not about perfection. It's about consistency, working on all five components and continually improving.
Oh, I thought you just wrapped it up, Mr. Jason. What a great show. It's good enough.
That's what she said.
Thank you.